Hi, this week the question is, what do you need to know about poison? Now, this may sound like a strange question for this program, but please listen for a moment. I want you to imagine a small child taking the lid off of a bottle of Drano. Drano, of course, is poisonous if ingested. Now, imagine this small child drinking the entire bottle of Drano. Here are some questions to consider. Number one, is the child protected from danger because he did not know what he was doing? In other words, does his ignorance about poison protect him from the danger of drinking the poison? And obviously, he's not protected. Ignorance does not protect someone from danger in the physical world. Number two, is the child going to suffer any bad effects from drinking the poison? Well, the answer is, of course, yes. Just because he doesn't know what he did, and just because he doesn't understand how poison works, he will still suffer dangerous effects from the poison. Number three, will God allow this innocent child to die, even though he didn't know what he was doing? The answer, unfortunately, is yes. The problem is not that God is unloving, but God has set in motion certain natural laws. It's up to us to recognize those natural laws and abide by them. If parents aren't careful enough to protect their children, the natural laws regarding poison will take effect and the child will die. Number four, if the bottle of Drano was mislabeled saying soy milk, will the child still suffer? The answer again is yes, the label does not change what's inside the bottle. Poison is poison, even if the label says soy milk. Number five, if the parents really don't think the Drano will harm him, will the child be okay without medical attention? The answer is no. Just because parents think the child will be okay doesn't mean that he will be okay. Now, the point of all of this is to illustrate to you the danger of false doctrine in religion. First, I want to point out that there is such a thing as false doctrine. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed." Now, destructive heresies that's mentioned here is another way of saying false doctrine. Notice the passage says these false teachers will bring on themselves swift destruction. There's danger in preaching and teaching false doctrine. But what about those who follow false teachers? Are they immune to the dangers and the destruction that awaits false teachers? Here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. He said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." Jesus said that men who blindly follow false teachers will end up in the same destruction that awaits the false teacher himself. Think about the questions that we asked about the child drinking poison, and let's apply these same questions to false doctrine and false teachers. Number one, will a person be protected from danger because he did not know what he was being taught? In other words, does his ignorance about false doctrine protect him from danger? Obviously, he's not protected. Ignorance does not protect anyone from danger, neither in the physical world nor in spiritual matters. In Acts chapter 3, verse 17, we learn that the Jews ignorantly crucified the Lord, but their ignorance did not excuse them. Their ignorance did not clear them from guilt. Number two, will people suffer any bad effects from false doctrine? The answer is, of course, yes. Just because a person isn't aware that what he's doing and believing is false, he'll still suffer the dangerous effects from his ignorance. According to Acts chapter 17, verse 30, the Gentiles were not aware of what they were doing, but God still regarded them as sinners because they broke his law. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is no excuse. Number three, will God allow an innocent person to be lost even though they didn't know what they were doing? And the answer, unfortunately, is yes. Just as in the case with the child drinking poison, the problem is not that God is unloving. He's given us His written word, which clearly outlines what we're supposed to believe and do. And it's our own fault if we don't take the word seriously enough to read it and follow its directions. The major problem today is not that men do not believe in God's existence. Most people do. Atheists are a minority. The major problem today is that most people do not believe God meant what He said. In this sense, they're unbelievers. Number four, if the false doctrine is mislabeled and a preacher promises that it is the truth, will ignorant people still suffer? The answer, again, is yes. The label does not change what's inside the bottle, if you get my point. False doctrine is still false doctrine, even if a preacher or priest promises that it's the truth. Only God's Word is truth, John 17:17, and we're responsible to investigate for ourselves and verify that we have been taught the truth, Acts 17:11. Number five, if a person really doesn't think false doctrine will harm him, will he be okay? The answer is no. Good intentions and ignorance will not erase the fact false doctrine carries with it eternal consequences. The Lord taught there's only one church, Matthew 16:18. He taught that men and women must be in that church to be saved, Ephesians 5:23. He taught that men and women must be baptized in water for the purpose of washing away their sins, Acts 22:16. Baptism for any other purpose is invalid, Acts 19:1-5. He taught His disciples to have communion on the first day of each week without fail, Acts 20:7, and that singing was to be unaccompanied by musical instruments, Ephesians 5:19, that women were to remain silent in all church assemblies, 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, and that money was to be raised by the church only by collecting money from its members on the first day of each week, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. The Lord taught that homosexuality was wrong, Romans 1:24-28. He taught that fornication was wrong, Galatians 5:19-21. The list could go on and on. The point is, many churches today are teaching that it doesn't matter where you go to church. They teach it doesn't matter what you believe or how you worship. They teach that morality is a changing issue, that what was wrong yesterday doesn't mean it's wrong today. My friend, God warns us of false doctrine. He's not rewriting His word since the days of the apostles. And we close our thoughts with the words of the Lord Himself in Mark 4:24. He said, "Take heed what you hear." Well, thanks for considering our message this week on Bible Talk. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.